We are going to continue what we stopped last week, and last time we learned. So the first source is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says like this, "The Omar Rab Chanina, Shemois HaChodoshim Olu B'yoda Mibavel." The name of the months are Babylonian names. Barishoina b'yerach ha'isonim, shebod no dovis. The psukim call, let's say, Tishrei, yerach ha'isonim, because of the ovis. Shebod no dovis, meisu ovis, nivkdimois. Barishoina b'yerach bul. I mean, we all know that cheshvin is chodesh bul. Shebod ha'noivel v'aretz asuya bulois bulois, that becomes rainy season. Shebod boil behema mitoch habayis. Also, they bring the animals from the house. Bereshoina b'yerach ziv, sivanos kol ziv. Okay, they had names. Mikan ve'elach, ve'i b'choidesh nisan, b'choidesh kislev, b'choidesh teves. So the names, teves, kislev, nisan, are Babylonian names. Meaning we see today, we all know that the Babylonian names are the names that we use for the months. So they got changed in Babylonia. Reb Shimon Lakish Omar, Shimon Lakish says, Af Shemois Amalochim, even the names of the angels were switched when they came from Bavel. Barishon Avayov Elai Echad Min Asrofim, first they were called Srofim, Srofim Oimdi Mimoloi, so they had named Srofim. Mikan Ve'elach, after Babylonia, Ve'ish Gavriel, Ki Michoel Sarchem, the name Gavriel and the name Michoel are all names that came from Bavel. So in Babylonia, when they came to Galus, two things they got. The change in the names of the months. We adopted the Babylonian names. And geology, the Malachim, also changed names to Babylonian names. This was the Hashpah, this was the influence that we got from Babylonia to the transition to the Second Commonwealth. Now, what does that mean? Why did we adopt? By the way, our calendar is exactly the same. In many ways, the same calendar as the Babylonian calendar. Now, our calendar and our cheshbon, the computation, the computational months, perhaps came much later, but is very similar to the Babylonian. So the question is, why did the names of the month change, and why did the names of the angels change in Babylonia? Right? And Babylonia, as we spoke, Bavel is the beginning of the generation of Tirash Bavel. So the Ramban in Parsha Shmois writes the following. וכמו שהיא תזכירה ביום השבת בנוכסי, בבנויסי נמן אחד בשבת וסיני, בשבת כאשר פרוש. The same way the Shabbos becomes a marking point, that you count the days from Shabbos, כך הזכירה בציאס מצרים בנויסי נחוידש הריש וחוידש השני והשליש לגולסינו. The same way also, יציאס מצרים becomes a demarcation point. And from then on, we count from that day. Because when you talk about Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, doesn't mean from Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. The months are months which are counted from Geulas Mitzrayim. Okay? V'chag Osif. Im kei kishenikar, if you skip a little further, kishenikar l'chodesh Nisan Rishon Tishrei Shvi Pitruno Rishon l'Geula. Those are months counted from the Geula, Shvi Elea, v'zetam shod l'chem, sheinen Rishon v'shona. The chodesh HaRishon is not the first month of the year, but Rishon l'chem, it's our first month, shenikra lo l'zichoren Geula, saying it's for the reminder of the Geula. Okay? Now, וכבר הזכיר רבי סינו זה העניין. Explains Ramban, Chazal already mentioned that. ואומר שמיס החודשים עולו עמנו מבבל. The names of the month that we use today came from בבל. כי מתחילה לא היו להם שמיס אצלנו. Before, on a steady basis, they had no names. They had numbers, and they were numbers numbered after Nisan. והסיבה בזה כי מתחילה היו מניונם זכר לציאס מצרים. Says the Ramban, originally our counting, our months, our calendar were always a counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Jewish history was Jewish history as a function of the development of the teleology of Yetzias Mitzrayim. אבל כאשר עלינו מבובל, בדיוני קומפו דו בובל, ודיסקי מה שאומר הקוס, ולא יאומר אותך השם אשר לעצם די סוי מארץ מצרים. The Pasuk says that we are not going to now mention ourselves as people came out from Mitzrayim, כי מחי השם אשר עליו אשר הביא די סוי מארץ אופן. But we are going to now mention ourselves as the people who were saved from Babylonia. Chazarnu likra kodosh b'shem shenikra b'es bovel. Now our names of the months becomes, they change to Babylonian names. Lehaskir kisham mamadnu u'misham elan Hashem izborach. To tell us that now Jewish history. So Jewish history in the first phase is a development, is a continuation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, is an unfolding of Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, after Bovel, Jewish history is unfolding of Golos Bovel. Ke'ele Shevus Nisan ve'Iyar ve'Zulosam Shevus Parsim. These are Persian names. Right? And you could see today, if you go to the web, you see it's Elul, all of the stuff is the same. The names only come from the prophets that came after Bovel. That's why the Megillah always has to stress Bechoydesh Nisan, Bechoydesh Arishon, Bechoydesh Nisan, to tell us that Nisan is the first month. The same way the Megillah is very interesting because the Megillah adopts Persian, the Persian language, and the Megillah translates. The Megillah is something very interesting because Hipil Pur Huagoyral. Pur is the Persian name, Huagoyral. Chodesh Teves or Chodesh Arishon. Chodesh Nisan or Chodesh Arishon. Chodesh Teves is the Chodesh Asiri. So the Megillah is translating, is bridging between Persian and Hebrew. But the Megillah is also bridging between the first calendar that we had, that was a calendar based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, to a calendar which now is based on Golos Bavel. If you look at it today, in Persia, it's the same language used. They use the same language as us. So therefore, from now on, we count Geula Shnia. I think this Roman is so important. In Jewish history, and as we study Jewish history, there are two phases in Jewish history. We are a development of Golos Bavel. The same way that the first Commonwealth was a development of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are a development of Golos Bavel. Mitzrayim and Bavel come to two genesis of the Jewish people. That's why I think this Ramban is telling us today, our counting, our calendar, our history, it's a unfolding of Bavel. It's not an unfolding of Mitzrayim.
Had to be Tubati.
One story b'chsaf, people, I'm going to tell you something. If you think about it, try to imagine how Bais Rishon looked like. I will tell you, if we'd meet a Jew, I always think to myself, like in nightmares, and start dreaming that you woke up in Bais Rishon, and you met a Jewish person there, and you say, oh my gosh, they look so different. Because as I told you, the Ramban says, the most of the mitzvahs are droshes, and the droshes are created. They are creative droshes. And the droshes, as we told you, it came as a rule, as a approach to learning from Ezra on. We're going to see, we started with a simple medrash, and we're going to learn how it developed to something called complex medrash. And the complex medrash, people were shocked that they heard about it. So it's really a transition, is a change. And that's why our calendar is counted from Babylonia. Not only that, the computation of the months is a Babylonian computation of the months. How did the calendar, how was Jewish calendar before Bavel? Sasha Stern, is in England, he's probably the greatest scholar of the Jewish calendar that I'm aware of. And I was reviewing his book last night, just to make sure that I don't misquote him. He says, we have no idea. That's the reality of it. We have no idea. We only know that after Bavel, we adopted many ideas for the Bavel, meaning that they celebrated the Yomim Tovim in Elephantine, in the community, they celebrated the Yomim Tovim, many of them based on the Babylonian months. So it's interesting.
Okay. Where does the lunar come in? In other words,
Chazal learn, we all know, we're going to see that this becomes, and we're going to learn this, the sectarians, because you realize that this change, once we understand the Jewish history, it's unfolding in a new way from Babel. You could realize that there was a lot of opposition. And this is the beginning of the sectarian movements. Sectarian movements are people who came against all of this, this transition. We are going to see that Chazal point out that we're going to see the evolution, how this came about, the Tzdukim, the Baitusim. But part of the people that we know, the writings of the people of the Second Temple, which is Qumran, clearly there were people there who believed in a solar calendar. Because, you know, it's fascinating. We are talking about the Ramban. The Ramban is telling you that there are two phases of Jewish history. One is Mitzrayim, and the other one is Babel. You know what's unique about them? We know their calendars. The Mitzrayim, the Egyptians had a solar calendar, Ramses, right? The god of the sun, right? And the Babylonians had a lunar calendar. Which, for anybody who understands Jewish history, that's for sure, right? Because Mitzrayim is the birth of something called the generation of Torah Shebichtav, the generation of revelation, the generation of the idea of contemplation, meditation. That's how we saw the Tzaddik. The yeshivas, they had something called Bnei Nevi'im. They were taught to become Nevi'im, to basically to create into some contemplative and meditative measures to be able to experience prophecy. That's the sun that gives you the light. Babel is just the opposite. Is in history, in world history, this is called the axial age. Which is so funny, because not only the Jewish religion goes through this process of Torah Sheba'al Peh, the Torah Sheba'al Peh is the opposite. Is the generation that we are not receiving from above, but we are transcending to above. We go from here, there. We start thinking ideas lunar. Chazal understand that it was always, yes, Chazal understand that it was always lunar. I told you from the psukim alone, because Achoydesh Hazel Lachem tells you, doesn't say that's lunar. Chazal learned it's lunar. Yes, Chazal understand that. I told you the one posse that I know, but it's interesting, such a stern doesn't bring. I told you there was one posse that I'm aware of in Tanakh that clearly denotes that the calendar was lunar. And that's why we read, why do we say Borchinafsh? I mentioned to you, why would we say Borchinafsh and Rosh Chodesh? What does Borchinafsh have to do with Rosh Chodesh? Did anybody pay attention? Huh? Because of one posse, I think. Asa yereach lemuyadim shemesh yoda mevoi. So the pasuk says asa yereach lemuyadim. So yereach, and also not only that, in Hebrew, how is the pasuk you could call chodesh, but beside chodesh, we just saw how is it called and what's a synonym to chodesh is the word yereach. Yereach hayisonim, yereach is yereach.
How could you have, in a solar calendar, there's no to make up months? It's just random.
So I mean, Sasha Stern, in his book, Sasha Stern is the greatest scholar from Guy. He's the greatest scholar of the calendar that I'm aware of. He's a scholar in Oxford. He's, if anybody wants to see his books, are on Amazon. They're very expensive, but they're on Amazon. They are on Amazon. The Jewish calendar and all the ancient calendars. He says the following. He says your idea. He says that even if you hold the solar calendar like the Egyptians had still the concept of months. But on the solar calendar, there are no months. So for sure, they adopted the moon cycle for months. So that's why it's called Yerach. He says it's possible that the calendar was solar, and he still called the month Yerach HaYesonim, which comes from Yereach, not because it's lunar, but because the concept of a month, of a renewal on a monthly basis, is a lunar concept.
A year could be on solar.
Now, Chazal understand clearly that throughout was always lunar. But I told you, the two goals that we went, the general world, in Mitzrayim, it was a solar calendar, divided in, was a 360. Babylonia was a lunar calendar, which is very much worse. That's why we didn't adapt Egyptian names. We adopted only Babylonian names. But the calendar becomes the central focus. And I told you, the people who came against Chazal, in Qumran, there were people who believed that the calendar should be and was always solar. So the calendar was a very big contention point. That we're going to see that was one of the contention points. Chazal understand that was always lunar. Yeah. Right, right. That's Bais Rishon. Bais Rishon is very solar, but the calendar was always lunar, huh? What do we mean? So, in Bais Rishon was top down, God coming to us.
Does God cause it because he withdraws and now we therefore begin this mission? Or do we, because of our exposure to all the cultures in the world, start to change from below and therefore God responds to that?
So, the grow, we're going to see the grow. Shittas HaGro, why was there transition? I told you, clearly from the Ramban, you see that there are two Jewish histories. There's a Jewish history of Bais Rishon, there's a Jewish history of Bais Sheni. That's why the months changed. Now we count our history is an unfolding of Bavel, right? Not unfolding of Mitzrayim. That's why Ezra, we mentioned so many times, he's comparable to Moshe Rabbeinu, second coming of God. Now, the Gro, we're going to see, the Bryce in Seder Elam, believes that the reason this came about is because Chazal had to destroy the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, because we actually lost to the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. So in other words, the only way you could have that relationship that God comes to you is when you have something as a counterparty, something as a counterbalance, which is Avodah Zarah. Once we gave in to Avodah Zarah, we lost prophecy, hand to hand. Okay? But you could understand, the reason I'm pointing this out is that you could understand why this whole approach as Bavel of a new start, a new approach, a new avoda, the axial age, by nature will create a humongous opposition. And that's why Bais Sheni was plagued with sectarian movements. The Rambam writes, right, that the word Rabba HaMachlikis B'Yisrael. And that's right afterwards we're going to see.
Calendar they used in Bais Rishon is a more, it's an empirical question. They either use the lunar or solar. Chazal believed that they always used the lunar.
Right.
You know, so the sectarians, from where would they, you know, if they always used the lunar, where are they pulling it that it was solar? Because
No.
The Muslims use the lunar. Look what they have.
Yeah, but the Muslims is 1,000 years later. Right. The Muslim, the year of the Hijra is the year 614 of the Common Era. We are now holding at the year, the 4th century before the Common Era, BC, right? This is the beginning of Bais Sheni. This is the beginning of Bais Sheni. Bais Sheni, Chazal understand that the Bais Sheni is a new beginning. Failed first beginning. This is the second. This is called in Chazal the Zivug Sheni. I mentioned that's why there's a Zivug Rishon. Zivug Rishon is Bais Rishon. Zivug Rishon fails, and we have Zivug Sheni. Zivug Sheni is here, which is a new start from Bavel, and we count Jewish history from Bavel. This is like almost like two phases of Jewish history. Yes.
So my question is, you say Chazal believed that it was always lunar, but is it a belief based on the drasha? Is it a belief based on a history? In other words,
our Kabbalah, Chodesh Atodia, Ich Posh Pshat is a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Kazeh Reu Kadesh, it's Torah Shebal Peh. However, there is a posuk that says that the calendar was lunar. Osa Yareach Lemoyadim, Shemesh Yodem Avoyim.
So it's just the full moon.
doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Asay Yareach Lemoyadim.
Festivals are the full moon.
No, but
seasonal full moon.
Yeah, but the interesting is, I mean, if the solar calendar was solar, it didn't have to fall on the full moon. Because the calendar could have been...
Yeah, but the verse says on the 15th.
Of the month, but the month was solar. They believe the Lord... Let me tell you, in Baisheni, in Qumran, we found that there was a huge machlekes. The calendar, you're going to see that the calendar becomes the focus of the machlekes. So we have the Tzdukim and the Baitusim that they held that the calendar could not be manipulated or had to manipulate in some way. But in Qumran, there were people who believed in Jubilees, Sefer Yerlis, that the calendar was, every month, was a 30-day month, cyclical, nothing to do with the moon. The year was a 360 days. There were 12 months of 30 days each. They would be phased, and how do they, once they, because the year is 365, right? It's not 360. They talk about how you do it. But they believe this calendar was solar. Now, in Chazal, we don't have that. You realize in Chazal, when they bring the machloikas and they quote them, the arguments on the calendar are all lunar calendars. Only the question is how the lunar calendar works. We don't have in Chazal that some people, in the Jewish people, believe that the calendar is solar, not lunar. Okay?
Also couldn't correlate the seasons of Chagim.
The Chagim, yes. The Chagim work very well.
No, I'm saying...
So then is then is very good because it always falls in the spring. It's so solar. The lunar is a problem because the lunar needs to do something called intercalations, meaning we need to add an extra month, right? And in the beginning, what's interesting, right? In the beginning, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is mashma that the intercalations, the adding of an extra month, came when there was a need. The Gemara says there were three needs: the Pesach would fall out of the time. Sukkot will fall all the time, or Shavuot will fall all the time. If they thought they added an extra month to match it, right, to make sure that they fell into the seasons. The calendrical, that was some kind of a repetition, the cycle of 19 years, and they are 7 out of 19, that is a much later development. How late? You tell such a story and tell you that this is like probably Tav de Gionim, right? Even though we also attributed this to something called Hilal Hasheni. Hilal Hasheni is not brought in Chazal anywhere. This is somebody who nobody knows where he existed, did he exist, who, meaning. Right? Clearly, there was a big change in the application of the computations in the time of Abai and Rava. Rashita Sarama means we're going to get to Abai and Rava. Abai and Rava is the end of Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Ha'Ra'iyah. Why then? Sasha Esther has his own theories. My son and I have our own theories. We correlate this to something else. We're going to talk about Constantine, the beginning of the Christian, the empire. Amalchus Teapechliminus, when Roman Empire becomes Christian. We're going to get with it there, but that's 700 years later. Just pointing out, interestingly, that the Ramban already notes that our calendar, Jewish history, has a new start in Bavel. That's why we saw that by Sheni, the idea of the end of Nevuah, Tersh Baal Peh, so on and so forth. And the names of the angels change. Now, let's look how Rav Tzadok learns the name of the angels changing. Mikan motzu ksat mefakri mokom loimar. A lot of apikorsi, because Rav Tzadok is the end of the 19th century, right? So he's the one saying, he died at the beginning of the 20th century, I think 1901 or 1900s. Kishem az malochim mechudash biyadam ibovel. So they came out to say, the people who were the people of the Askala had like, listen, the angels are all Babylonian. Mashekibul mima bavl ve'aparsi, b'shem shenogu bazev, yisrael kibul mim. It says, oh, this angelology is not a Jewish thing, it's a Babylonian thing. Why? Because you see, the Yerushalmi says, "Shemo yisal malochim olitam ibavel." V'yisif u'pesha v'elash v'keilo sherein reshoim l'ashim aleim klakish of the Apikorsim zolit kol shkein d'parkefei. And it says, we're not trying to answer what the Apikorsim or the Maskilim were saying. Gav los kisfat shekiv los in Eremia. Okay, av omnam biur. Next paragraph. V'ashe omar olam ibavel al daiti. Let me explain to you. He is a very gishmake sefer. His sefer is called Sichas Malachi Ashores. It's the conversation of the angels. So Sichas Malach Hashores, he's going to explain how the Malach Hashores get the name. Ki aduach shimas advarim kulim mishlem tam lefi einyan vavon the kulon the zoyis ikorisha ki mishlo kachazoyis. Every name reflects the reality. A name is a reflection of the reality. Like Isha. Why it's called Isha? Isha means ki mi ish lukachazoyis. Chava, the pasuk says, ki hem kol chai. Names are a function of places or happenings. Many times the Torah doesn't explain the reason. Rus. Why it's called Rus? So you believe Shmo Garim. The Shem is your mission, your Mahus. This is teaching us one thing, that the names have a lot to do with the essence. They are reflections of the essence. Even if Chazal don't explain how, but from the fact that Chazal always focused in the names, names have a reflection of what happens. Let me give you an example. The Gemara asks, why Tveria? Tiberias is called Tveria. So the Gemara Migdala says, you know why? Because she yosheves betibura shaloylam, that she sits in the belly button, the tibura shaloylam, is in the middle of the world. So the achronim would ask the Rashash Britzchius, one second, do you know why it's called Tiberius? Because it was opened by Tiberius, which was the emperor of Rome. That's why he gave the name. Because our same Tveria is a Hebrew name, yosheves betibura shaloylam. But the answer is that names happen why they happen. But the names only, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows them to be this way because they have something of an essence being reflected in them. The same Moshe, Kimina Mai Mishitiu. Moshe, Musa, is an Egyptian name. We found that. Bati didn't know Hebrew. She gave the name Musa because it's an Egyptian name, a very nice Egyptian name. The Torah is telling us, huh?
It means son.
It means son, yes, also from the son. Absolutely. So, it means from the sun. And it's so interesting that, but the idea is the following. The name she gave as a reasoning, she had her reasoning. But the fact that the name was allowed to be given, there is a second reason for the name, which is a reflection of the essence. Okay? So, by the way, you could pay attention. The Gro always says there's a big difference if the reason comes before giving the name or after giving the name. Usually, Kishom Hashem Kisnu Anechi Al Ken Kara Shmoy Shimon. You have a reason, and the reason leads to the name. Anytime that the reason comes after the name was given, Chazal are telling you that this is not the real reason. Lemosha Reuven. Kiro Hashem Be'oni. She gave the name Reuven. Kiro Hashem Be'oni. Chazal say, she really meant to say, Reuma Be'bni Le'bein Chomi. See the difference between my son and Esau. One second, the Torah tells you the reason is Rosh Be'oni. No, because the reason is given afterwards, post fact. So there is a reason before that. Kim Moshe Rabbeinu, Kim Inamai Mishisiyu, is after the name was given. Because that's not why she gave the name. She gave the name Moshe because the son of because of the son, right? Yes. But Chazal, the pasuk is telling you, the name has a reflection of the essence. Kimina Mai Meshesiu. Says Reb Tzadok, always names are a reflection of the person. Always mention, the Gemara in Brachos says like this, Minola de Shem Gorim. The Gemara says, how do you know that the name is a reflection of the person? So the Gemara brings the pasuk. I'm the great Hashem, Asher Sam Shomis Boretz. I'm the one God who made Shomis. Shomis means desolation, destruction in the world. So one second, I'm Hashem who created desolation in the world? Desolation is not great. We are praising Hashem. Hashem is praising Himself that I brought desolation to the world. So Chazal say, don't read Shomis. You should change it to Shemis. I'm the God who creates names in the world. The question is, one second, the pasuk says Shomis. How you just by changing the name to Shemis, you're resolving? You're just changing the pasuk. How does that resolve the issue? But if you understand what Reb Tzadok is saying, it's givaldic. Chazal is saying that the names is the essence of the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to have a name by creating Shomis. Shomis means that Kishbohu created desolation, created the world that has gaps, has the world that is unfinished, a world that's imperfect, to allow us to have a mission to create perfection to the world. So really the Pasuk means Shomis. I'm the God who created desolation. Because desolation are the gaps of the world in order to allow us to have Shemus. Because Shemus is the reflection of who we are, our mission, our essence. Our essence is to fill the gaps because your part is in creation. So Shemus is really Shemus. So Chazal not telling you change to Shemus. Means I am the God who created desolation in the world. How is desolation good? Because by creating desolation, he gave us a mission to allow to have a Sadim. We could not have a name if we know desolation in the world. If the world would be over perfect, it would be completely superfluous. We have no names. Our names are functions of the Shemis. So the Tzaddik says names is always this. So he explains the following. So therefore, a Malach has a name. Why? Because the Malach has a function, has a mission, and his mission defines his name. What we see that. So the Malach tells Yaakov Avinu, I can't give you a name. We know why. Because I get a name according to my mission. And I change the name according to my mission. He's called Ploy, meaning my name is miraculous, because a Malach has a mission. And his name is a function of his mission. So when the mission changes, the Malach changes name. So the Malach is something who has, is like almost getting an IP number that you generate. So he generates a name according to his mission. So the Malachim never had a steady name, because since there were changes in the world, because it was the world of miracles, names of Malachim were fluid. Okay? Because they had different missions. But however, from Baisheni, they had names. You know why? Nela Magilu Yeshchina. Miracle stopped. The revelation of Hashem stopped to be. Ezra, the second commonwealth, was supposed to be miraculous, but we didn't deserve it. So therefore, Baisheni was supposed to be also with prophecy and with revelation and with miracles and changes of nature. But because we had the chet, that we had to destroy the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah, we are not zoiche to miracles anymore, to a chinui teva. We are not zoiche to gilui Yashchina. Shetzuzach li salem anhoga nigles bishidud b'choleis, al dei shema shema shechen. So that miraculous changes disappeared. Ki gamzaya behemim, because now every single thing is hidden. Ki ein nisi v'shidurim niglim. Now we don't have a shinui hateva, rak beheser banhogas hateva. Now the world doesn't change. As ein nika shashem shoyche b'sochein, that's why we don't see Hashem. Raku behelam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. V'zeu istalkus hanevua shegam gil k'shem Hashem. That's why the prophecy stopped and miracles stopped. Bais Rishon was a world where God revealed to us. He revealed to us by prophecy, by changing the nature. Bais Sheni, we're not zeicher to that. This is the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, and we have to transcend to achieve, to raise to Him. So the miracles are not there anymore. Now it's nature, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden within nature. So now the Malachim can have names. Because now the Malachim don't change. It's not a fluid VPN that it changes. Now the Malachim don't change anymore. A Malach is a Malach, is the Teva, and there's no Shinui Teva. So said Rav Tzaddik, you know why there were no names of the Malachim before Bavel? Because before Bavel is Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the sun, is the world of revelation that God comes to us. The Malachim change because nature was changing. So they were fluid. They had no names because their mission was constantly evolving. Bais Sheni, which is the world of the lunar, is the world that we have to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the world doesn't change. The world is static. The world is the world of physical. Now the Malachim have names because now they don't change anymore. This fluid VPN is beforehand. No. The Bava Yerushalmi says they were called Echad Min Asrofim. Echad Min Malochim. They didn't have a name.
How do you explain it? And in Torah Shevichtav, you know, about Gabriel,
all the later prophets, which are the prophets after Bais Sheni. That's what the Yerushalmi tells you. Daniel has the name of the Malachim. If you pay attention, it's not one. We always look at the Tanakh as if it was one thing. It's not one unit. It's a developing unit. Says.
But doesn't Rashi say that that's why they turned the Malach is because they only had one mission and they had to go to?
Yes, they had one mission for the time. But once that mission is over, they could get to some different mission. It's like those floating VPNs. Do you ever see that you have a VPN, you have like some kind of an IP, it's floating, use when you need it, and then you free it. And you get another VPN. You're right. They had one mission for that moment. Once it changes, nature was changing. Nature was fluid. Miracles were happening. Today, miracles don't happen anymore. It all nature is set. We have to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within nature. So you realize that Jewish history changed. That's right. The Malachim changed. They don't have names. Up to Bais Sheni. Bais Sheni, the Malachim have names. Okay, this Reb Tzadik is a foundational Reb Tzadik. And he says, V'dover ze gora machet. This is, so Reb Tzadik says like the Gro. Why did it happen? Why was such a fundamental change that knows no prophecy, there's no revelation? Nature is static, doesn't change anymore. Why? Gora machet shiyole v'di makoshes Knesset HaGdoila. Knesset HaGdoila asked, when they came to Bais Sheni, we want to destroy the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. If you roisa machatoyim omru lo iu bainan v'lo igre bainan. The same thing what the Gros says. They told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't give us the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah and don't give the reward. The Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah was a very difficult Yetzer Hara. Was paganism, was revelation from the wrong side. But as a corollary, we had miracles, we had revelation, we had prophecy. We took away the challenge, we took away the reward. And Chazal in Shigreset HaDoyla said, Lo yu bainan v'lo schor bainan. We don't want the Yetzer Hara, and we don't want the reward. Shebitu le'itzra d'Avodah Zarah. And Bitu le'itzra d'Avodah Zarah of Avodah Zarah created a mega change in the world. No more revelation. This is what's called in Chazal the axial age. The Beitul Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. That's why today is so interesting. We can't even understand what Avodah Zarah is all about. I told you, what's the greatest Avodah Zarah? What's the greatest Avodah Zarah that we have in today's age? It's called Hinduism. Hinduism has millions of gods. In this axial age is the time that the Hindus also changed their religion. Their religion was based in their scriptures that are called the Vedas. The Vedas are old scriptures. And in the time, the same around the same time, which is the time of the Buddha, there was something called the Upanishads. The Upanishads were the gurus. They came to reinterpret the Vedas. And they come to reinterpret the Vedas that really there's no paganism. Because all the different idols and the different, the Vishnu and all these gods are a revelation of one god only called the Brahman. And he reveals himself in different ways for different people to be able to relate to him. But it's all part of the Brahman. So imagine that by the Bitul Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, which is at the same time, this is the time that the Avodah Zarah itself says, we are not Avodah Zarah. That you think is Avodah Zarah, but we are the expressions of one God. So it's an amazing story, right? How it fits in so well with Chazal, yes.
And so because of that congruity with him,
right, as I mentioned several times, in Chazal, we believe that a lot of these Eastern religions are from where? From Bnei Keturah. And in Chazal, it said that Bnei Keturah are the ones who live in the world of Achris Hayomim. Because this is the world of Achris Hayomim. Because they already accept here. They live in a world of monism, etc. But this is at this time. At this time, with the Bitul Shel Avodah Zarah. So when we mevatel the Yetzer Hara Shel Avodah Zarah, we know that in history that happened. Meaning we could see from the Vedas the Vedas are dated, right? We know the Vedas, and we know the reinterpretation of the Upanishads. There was, I taught at Columbia. So I had one of the deans of Fordham University came to the class, and he was an Indian guy. But he was a Jewish guy. He became Jewish with tzitzis, etc. And so we're discussing about this. He told me he wrote a paper on this, showing that Avodah Zarah of the Hindus was only Avodah Zarah to the Upanishads. The Upanishads tell you it's not Avodah Zarah anymore, because that was the controversy about the shekels. And he told me that he wrote a hymn with Rav Chaim Kanievsky to say, listen, if you know the Upanishad just told you that it's not Avodah Zarah. But then it was a whole issue, and then he decided not to publish, because the mindset was it might be Avodah Zarah. But if you learn, clearly, even they, which are the biggest of the Avodah Zarah, they tell you that's not Avodah Zarah, because this is only how people relate to it, but it's really revelations of one God only. There are different revelations of one God. So since Avodah Zarah was destroyed, false revelation was destroyed, was basically that something people should Avodah Zarah. The world of miracles, revelation, fluid nature stopped. Therefore the Malachim got names. When did this happen? In the days of Mordechai. When there is two opposites, there is revelation from Hashem and there is revelation of Avodah Zarah. So when, if you are able to conquer the Yetzer Hara, kasher kofu loi isigo gilui shchina. So at that time, if you are able to conquer Avodah Zarah, you are zeicher to gilui shchina. And the same thing, if you listen to Avodah Zarah, nature changed against you. Mida keneged mida lefishem omr ein Hashem roeh. Lachen ruach kirod romaseim. Aval kasher nizbata etzor tavir zora, but when the tzor tavir zora was canceled, sheze goram acher shusel nizbata, as vimeir nistalka nevua v'yashchina. So then there's no more nevua, there's no more shchina, gam nisor, kilo yalem dover shalido yasig gilu yashchina, as Hashem izborach. So then you could not achieve gilu shchina anymore. Rak haya kol behelem, now it comes behelem, v'lachen eser, she sof golus bovel, sof kol anisim, aniklim, she didu ktoif, she minaz v'hala, yunisim, sor, she lindim, nekosev. That's why after Esther, there is no revealed miracles. Okay? We're going to skip a little bit. And v'zeh udiver, to the last pair, v'zeh udiver oimi k'shimus b'aloch b'l'bovel. That's why the names came from Bovel. She'ad shalo olu b'vodet ha'shchina b'soch m'nei sol, b'gir lo hea b'chol eze b'tzarech shinu seder v'shtar m'shimus ha'malochim. So the angels didn't have a name because they constantly changed. It was a refall until we finished the mission and it changed the name. Aval m'sheol lo m'bovel, but once they come from Bovel, v'ya soiv kalanisim v'aploi m'shinu yateva, that the change in nature finished. So then they got the name of the Malachim. The name, and that name never changed, became his nature. So now he doesn't change the name. He's not a floating VPN. This is fixed. This is how the Tzaddik learns. So today we have names of Malachim. Yes?
The actual name
with
respect to Greek culture and
intellectualism,
could it have not arisen before that time because of
We didn't get to now, Michael. We didn't get to Greek. Now we're going to get Shimon HaTzadik, and we're going to see. We're going to today. So we saw till now Babylonian influence, and that's the Babylonian both Golus by Sheni is a development of Babylonia. We didn't get to the Greeks yet, because the Greeks is later, right? We have Seleucids. Or a couple hundred years later. Who is that with? Is Shimon HaTzadik. So Chazal said that the transition period is Anshik Nesagdila.
You have the great philosophers.
Yeah, but the great philosophers, they did not conquer the world. Hellenism is the one.
The actual age, that revolution in thought that occurred in.
Yeah, absolutely. By the Greeks, by the Buddha, etc.
Could they have had that revolution in thought without that change from on high?
We believe not. We believe that all of this happened in something called the Zeitgeist. Zeitgeist is a word in German who says is the spirit of the times. Reb Tzadok always says because HaKadosh Baruch was unfolding Jewish history, that affects not only Jewish history, affects the universe, all the cultures. Greek philosophy, Plato, and etc., it's all a function of the same thing, of the same transition. Rav Soloveitchik always says that this starts already when? By the Gnizas Aron. When the Aron was Nignas, by the Tav Yeshua, which is the beginning of Churban Bais Rishon, this is the transition period. From that moment, when the Gnizas Aron, all the way to Anshe Knesset Agdol, to Mordechai Ve'Esther, is when the world goes through this change. That's why Chazad believed that this is the Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh. This is the time when we accept the Torah Shebal Peh. Now our Voida becomes not revelation, but scholarship, learning, going from here there. Becomes humans raising themselves to God instead of God coming down to humans. That's why the issue doesn't change. That's why the world is lunar, right? Our milieu is lunar. And Chazal will say, it was always lunar. Okay, so this is the beginning. Now, Chazal say that this transition period of Anshe Knesset Agdola ends with somebody who is called Mishiyori Knesset Agdola. So look at the Mishnah, Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik, Haya Mishiyori Knesset Agdola. He's the leftover of Anshe Knesset Agdola. We explained last time what means the Shiyori Knesset Agdola. He is the Anshe Knesset Agdola. They were prophets and they were sages. The prophecy ends in Anshe Knesset Agdola. We saw before in the classes before that the canonization of Kisvei HaKodesh. Now it's done through learning. The first one, the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh, a generation that's based on Torah Shebal Peh, is someone called Shimon HaTzadik. Rav Shafir always mentions the two people called Tzadik. Who are called Tzadik?
Yosef.
Huh? Yosef HaTzadik. Who? No, it's interesting. It's a good question. With that, we'll leave it aside. But why is it called Tzadik? Why is it called Yosef HaTzadik in Shimon HaTzadik? Huh? Yeah, but one second. But Shimon HaTzadik wasn't Tzadik Soilom. So why is it called Tzadik? So Rabbi Moshe says, always when there's a transition, when you maintain before. Yosef is the first one of the Ovis who went out of his home into Mitzrayim. Chazal say, who Yosef HaTzadik who b'tzidkoi mitchilosev HaTzadik. You remain the Tzadik, even though those of you change.
Noach
is the Ish Tzadik. But they're not called Noach HaTzadik. He was an Ish Tzadik. Noach is not called Noach HaTzadik. Tzadik doesn't become a name. Yes, one second. He went to the house of Lavan, but in Lavan Garti v'taryog b'shoshavad, then he went back. It's not that somebody didn't have a home. Yosef didn't have a home, didn't have a Jewish home. He went into, this is the first Golos. The first real Golos is when you want to be sorry. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu has to tell Yaakov Avinu, don't worry. Al tira merda mitzrayim, kilegor Golos. Don't be worried. Because that's the beginning of Golos. Always Tzadik is a real, Shimon HaTzadik is called Shimon HaTzadik because he was the person who became the benchmark of a new era. That era of Bavel, which I just told you, the transition. Anshe Knesset Agdola is a transitional phase. That transitional phase ends where? By Shimon HaTzadik. And the world, as we mentioned before, Shimon HaTzadik, who does he meet? There is an encounter that we mentioned before. It's the encounter between him and Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great doesn't come to destroy Yerushalayim. He doesn't destroy Yerushalayim. Why? Because even though the Anshe Kuta, the people of the Kusim, the Shomerim, were the ones, the Sumerians, were telling him, come destroy Yerushalayim, he doesn't destroy because he says, "Demus diyuknu shozeh menatzeches lefonai," that he saw Shimon HaTzadik, that he is in his dreams, he's the one winning the wars on behalf of Alexander the Great. And what we mentioned is, because Hellenism is the counterpart in essence of the world, because what's Hellenism? What's Alexander the Great? The most influential person in the last 2,000 years is Alexander the Great. Why? Because he conquered the world and he brought Hellenism to the world. Hellenism is the concept of you learning with your rational thoughts, with human understanding, being able to understand and to create meaning and to transcend and to create ascendance. This is the counterpart. The same way Avodah Zarah had a counterpart in the world, which was called prophecy, revelation. There was false revelation, real revelation. Scholarship, learning. There is Greek philosophy, the Greek learning, and the counterpart is Torah Shebaal Peh. Therefore, Shimon HaTzadik was bringing Torah Shebaal Peh to the world, was in essence giving power to Hellenism. And Hellenism becomes in itself, in Chazal, adopted in Yiddishkeit. So let me tell you about Shimon HaTzadik. Look at, said, I just quoted for you, I have the Sefer HaKabbal of the Ravid. The Sefer HaKabbal of the Ravid says, and we're going to see how the Gross says a little different, V'hitna HaMelech al Shimon HaTzadik, he says that, I know, we will finish 5 minutes before. Yes. Yeah, 1 minute before. So, okay, says the Ravid, V'itna melech al Shimon HaTzadik, the king, Alexander the Great, made a condition to Shimon HaTzadik, shekol ben shivored lo velakwanim bo yitzashon, that any child who would be born in that year of the encounter, ikore Alexander Ashmo, should be called Alexander. That's why Alexander is a Jewish name. According to the Sefer HaKabbalah, on that encounter, one of the conditions that the king did was that he should be adopted the name Alexander. That's why today the name Alexander is a very common Jewish name because of that time. And the Jewish should go ahead and use as the county, it's called the Minyan Hashtoris, that every document should use a calendar from that year, from the year of the encounter of Alexander the Great, which is Vishnat Elev Tisa Mitzrayim, was 1,000 years of Tisa Mitzrayim. By the way, if you look at the Shitas HaGeoidim, it's always counted in Minyan Hashtoris, it's called the Seleucid calendar, from the Seleucid Greeks. Okay? And the Oisazman Niftar Ezra Koyen, and when that encounter happened, it caused Ezra to die. V'chaga is Chario Malachi, Malachi is Ezra, V'nistalka Nevuah Misrael, and that encounter of Alexander the Great took away Nevuah from Israel. V'nasalim Nisgod Ledi Shimon HaTzadik, V'nasakin Anan, okay, Nan Kurkesani says that he's trying to say that the Karaites did not do it, but he's saying that this encounter caused the calendar to change and to break something called the Seleucid calendar. That Seleucid calendar, by the way, was used throughout Jewish history for 1,000 years. Right? You know, the Geonim always said, Limina Shores, from that encounter. This is Sefer HaKabbalah. So the idea is that the Greek philosophy, the Greek culture, gets adopted by the Jews as part of us. And that's why you have so many Greek words and Greek concepts in Torah Shebaal Peh. Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is a Greek name. Apikoman. The Apikoman, right? Apikumana, it's also Greek. So many Greek ideas because it gets adopted. Because Torah Shebaal Peh is kibiyochel taking Greek philosophy and using this as a Torah tool. Gzera Shova. Gzera Shova is also a Greek concept. So we'll see Meshem in 2 weeks. Seder Olam Rabbah. Seder Olam Rabbah says Beferush, and I'm just going to read now. Let's go for 2 seconds. V'omad Melech Giboy Rubi Omnot Yishover, who Alexander Bogdan, Alexander the Great, Shemolach Yud Beishon, he was a king for 12 years. Ad Kanan until he became king, Hayonivim Isnabim Beruach HaKodesh. The prophets had prophecy. Mikan Veila, from the times of Alexander the Great, Hat Oznecha Oshma Divrechom, you have to listen to the sages, there's no more prophecy. Shenemar Kinoim Tishmi Vitnecha, Litashmi Vitachecha, and Mark Rotavtil Chashalisim, Lidiacha, Vekan Weimer, Shalavicha Viagetcha. From now you need to ask your parents, Genecha Vyom Loch, Zok the Shubu Lovim Loch, Amata Zokin Mashekonacho. Okay? From now our calendar is not from Bria's Oilam, our calendar is from the Seleucid Greeks. Now, Toises talks about it only in Gittin, maybe Tiknus van de Gittin. What stories did we get? Now, says the Gro, and the Gro says here, Akane Nevim Pirush, this is who gave the power for Alexander the Great to bring Hellenism, which is the counterpart to the end of prophecy. Mishehorgo Yetzehora, Batla Nevuah, because when they killed the Yetzehora, prophecy finished. Shalavicha Zeh Nevim, that's why the Pasuk says there were two approaches. One is asking the Nevi'im, the other one, the Eloh HaChomim. He wants to say, the Gro, that really this came about to be in the time of Caligula. Caligula wanted to bring a statue of his, hundreds of years later, to the Beis HaMikdash. When he spies of Lashichtevu, and what brought them to stop doing that? We decided to adopt Jewish culture as part of our calendar. Now, so the Ravid says that this happened in Tam Shimon HaTzadik. The Gro is saying, which is Mashma from the Braisa in Megillah Steinis, that this was the story of Caligula. But there's. Even though it says Shimon HaTzadik, this is 200 years later, but probably is an evolution of the same ideas. Chazal are saying that we came out of not as a culture conf against Greek, we, because of this encounter that Alexander the Great allowed Shimon HaTzadik to live, the condition was that we're not going to fight against Jewish Greek culture, but we're going to incorporate and elevate Greek culture.
Because once you have no more property, you need a tool.
So Chazal understand that encounter is an encounter that instead of having a culture conf, the understanding was that the Jews would adopt Greek culture. So Hellenism, which was trying to pervade Greek culture throughout, Chazal understand that that was the condition that Alexander the Great incorporated by giving the name Alexander to all the including the children of Shimon HaTzadik, who are called Alexander al-Shmoi, which this is a name that we have till today, Alexander, and that the calendar, which was originally Babylonian, now becomes also Greek, from the Shinger Stories. Exactly, but it's incorporating. It's tired. It's not that we are fighting against Greek culture. We're being metai Greek culture to use it, L'shem Shomayim. And that was the condition. That's the famous encounter of Golos Bavel. The same way, which is so interesting, that Avodah Zarah, you cannot incorporate. Right? Avodah Zarah is... What you call it? Right? By Greek culture, we are able to incorporate and to be metair. That is this encounter, and Chazal understand it was incorporated. We are going to see what happened to the sons because they built Beis Chonio. We're going to talk about Hashem in 2 weeks. No. Hanukkah, you'll see something else. Hanukkah is late.